Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Party station. Meredith just clued us in on her day. We usually find out just behind the scenes. We find out, A, what Meredith has to do today. We don't ask. She just offers.
Yeah.
And we find out what she's cooking. It makes its way into different conversations all the time. And Meredith just let us know that you now have, what is it, your fourth this year?
It's
a new year.
My first this year. But yeah, I have a dentist appointment today at 4:20 and I'm super excited about it. I go at least three times a year.
Are you low key addicted to the dentist? Because and you have a great smile and everything else.
Thank you.
But I mean, I know that even though they say go every 6 months,
mm-hmm.
It feels kind of like overkill.
I'm doing too much.
It feels overkill for me with two.
Okay,
And the fact that you, right, because I mean they get mad at me, because they'll hit me up and be like, hey, it's time for us to schedule. I'm like, I was just there.
I argue with them.
I'm like, yo, I was just there, and they're like, well, but we need to book because we get booked up. And I'm I'll stall it out. I'll call y'all back. I'm busy,
mm-hmm.
and I ain't got time to be chatting about my choppers.
They're busy
and
too.
Whatever else. But I get it. But you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Heavy.
I do. I love going at least three times a year minimum. It was a kind of a life hack for me and almost life changing for me when it was brought up in some kind of something I was listening to. And somebody said that you could actually go to the dentist more to get an extra teeth cleaning, and it only costs you $25, maybe $40. And it helps out with the whiteness, the cleaning, obviously, your gums. The health of my teeth and gums is just so much better than it used to be even 5 years ago.
Because
I do this.
I'm bad about it because I'll skip it,
I've never had a cavity. I've never had any issues with my teeth whatsoever.
Preventative.
You've never had a cavity?
I've never had a cavity, no.
I had a couple.
Yeah. See, you're
gross. I've had a couple.
Maybe you should go to the dentist a little extra. And really, I mean, it's like me skipping a lunch with one of my girlfriends, and then I walk out and I feel so much better. And flossing is way easier. I don't have to deal with the health of your gums to begin with directly affects your heart. So going to the doctor in general is really important.
It also helps with accountability, too, because you have that appointment coming up. They're going to call you out if you ain't been flossing.
Oh,
but you can't floss a couple days before. Really killing it.
But
you
it helps your routine.
Same thing with you with the doctor. You skipped a lot of doctor years.
I did.
And now you go.
Yeah, I skipped a lot of doctor years. But after keep seeing it on my paycheck every 2 weeks, we took this money and you didn't even use it. Now I'm more into a regular routine. For my birthday in July, I gifted myself a full blood panel. Then I had a doctor look over it. Yeah, that was the first time I ever did that.
Mm-hmm.
It felt smart.
You're smarter now.
Felt like I'm invested in my stuff.
Yeah.
We just got a text that said I didn't go to the gynecologist for a long time and found they had a growth that was on my ovaries.
Ooh.
It ended up being a benign tumor, but the tumor had teeth and hair. Mm. So let's just say we should all go to the doctor.
What do you mean teeth and hair?
I don't know.
It formed inside of it.
A tumor can have teeth?
I don't know. I don't know, but I've read about this before.
A tumor can have teeth and hair.
I don't know. It's disgusting.
Inside you? Come on.
Yeah, it's like a formation. I've had a cyst in my ovaries before.
My God.
It was the size of a golf ball before. And that had to be, taken care of.
Yeah,
but you have to keep up with
what
everything.
What did you say?
They can. There are certain types. There's a certain type of tumor that can has tissue, including teeth, hair, bone, and muscle.
See, you have to go to the doctor. You don't know what's growing inside of you.
Okay, well, first of all, that's her. I'm assuming it's her. That's her. That wasn't me.
And a lot of times it has to get to a pretty bad point where you start to feel it and start to notice that something's wrong. It could be too late.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, somebody just said, I got an appointment tomorrow. This is my second one in 2 months.
Oh, going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, everybody wants to know, I go to South Tampa Dentistry, by the way, if you guys want to.
Okay,
everybody
really?
Where's a good dentist?
I saw a few people mention it, but I was like, I thought they was talking to me. What is a good dentist, Meredith? Okay, yeah, wow.
Yeah, but it is important to keep up with your doctor, I would say. And don't blow off the dentist.
I don't blow off the dentist. I'm just saying, damn it, I get it. But, it just feels like it's a money grab.
You pay for it anyway because you pay for insurance.
Yeah, but, you know, still. Like, I mean, maybe they're trying to get in your pockets. Like, wait, somebody said it is a baby that didn't form. Okay, now see, how we getting too scientific. I don't want to get into all that.
The mouth is a window into the health of the body. Somebody said.
Who said, okay, that's a dentist that wrote that.
Well, no, they went on to say, my dad did not floss and he got an infection. It spread through his bloodstream into his brain. They saw it on the CAT scan.
Yep. Exactly. I'm serious. It's very important to go to the dentist.
Now y'all got me ready to. Now I'm gonna call them and make.
Yeah, we
gotta
make appointments. Now.
Right. Yeah. Now yeah. I gotta make appointments now to try and keep up with Meredith.
Who
can
get us in this week?
Yeah. No. They booked for you guys.
I need a new dentist too because I moved and I don't want to. Like I moved from Pinellas to Pasco.
Yeah.
You don't keep your same person.
Oh. Well, you know what it is? Is I know that the inconvenience of it will keep me from going. You know, I'll make excuses in my head. So if I have somebody close to the house, I don't have an excuse.
It's easier.
I picked somebody close to my house before so I can make sure that I was doing it right. Mm-hmm. But now I don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And so
I've been trying to convert him for years.
Right. She's been trying to get me to switch.
I've been trying.
But I'm like, yo, like, I like to be loyal.
Yeah.
And so, and plus, they deal with my yelling every time they call me. I'm like, yo, this ain't been 6 months.
Yeah.
So they know me. And so I go to Quail Hollow out there in Wesley Chapel.
But it's such a distance, you know,
it's a long ass distance. But I gotta, you know, I'm back and forth to get my daughters every now and then. So I just try and time it with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it's not convenient for you anymore. That's why you're not going to the dentist.
But I still go. Because they do a great job.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, my smile is
but
like.
But you moved.
The ladies like my smile.
Yeah, they do. So you got to keep up with it. Do you floss every day?
I do not. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm keeping it a buck.
You know what, bro?
I'm keeping it a buck.
Props. Because most people cap. And they say, yeah, I flossed 3 times a day.
Right, no.
And it's they lie.
I flossed last night.
Okay. Sticks or the string?
I mean, what?
Do you use, like, the picks? Like, the sticks?
Or where
like,
it holds it for you.
Yeah, no, it has a string. On the hook.
On the hook. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're not supposed to use those,
what?
By the
what do you
way.
Mean?
Okay, I got yelled at last time I went to the dentist. I'm serious. Because it just goes straight up into your gum. You're not cleaning the side of your teeth. You're not scraping the food or any plaque on the side of your teeth. You're just going straight, and then your gums will automatically go up. And
no,
you don't
but
want that look
I ride. I ghost ride the whip, though. Mm. I go up and down on
yeah.
on
You're supposed
mine
to go side
thing.
To side, not up and down. You're supposed to go side to side and scrape your teeth. Go up a little bit.
I go in and out, and I go, listen, I do it as a process.
Like a circle.
I do it like a couple times in the week.
Do I need to buy you some floss?
No, I got floss. I have regular floss. My daughters have braces, so I mean they have to have like
the
regular floss.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
So that's in the house. That's, but me, yeah. I like to get like the pick action, mm-hmm. and then I like to did it.
Yeah, I rock with the pick too.
And I did it while I was watching football. Like I was sitting there watching football. And
you lying? You just said you didn't floss.
No, I said I flossed last night.
Uh huh. I
didn't floss. I didn't floss today. Uh-huh. I said I flossed last night, and I was flossing while I was watching the Niners game.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. A little multitasking.
And then I brushed my teeth before bed.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then I went to bed. Listen, man, don't be judging me.
Tommy, do you floss every day?
I mean, I'm not going to cap and say I floss every day. I floss.
When was the last time you flossed?
This weekend. I flossed this weekend. I ain't flossed yesterday, but I flossed this weekend.
You flossed like once a week?
Like Saturday. No, more than that. I use the sticks, too. I use the picks. It's
ain't
right.
Nothing wrong with the sticks.
It really
man.
Not. Hey, they're right there next to the teeth.
You're not supposed to use them.
Why? Because you're a nerd?
It's lazy. That's what I was told.
Okay.
And y'all are lying about how often you floss, but that's okay.
I swear to God, I just can't floss.
I can't believe you're the one that said I floss 3 times a day.
Right, like,
if anybody's capping, it's
you. Hey, for real. Like, you're making up stuff now.
Yeah.
How much do you floss, for real?
I floss probably like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, that's the same thing we said. You ain't winning no award.
No. This is like, who's better than the other?
You brought it up.
For real.
Floss competition.
Y'all feel attacked.
Okay, now we being judged about the picks now.
Yeah.
Now, the picks are not good for your teeth. They create holes in your teeth
that to
lead
that.
To cavities.
But see, somebody else, Desiree, texts in.
Desiree.
She says, her name's up there. If you add your name to the text, we'll save it.
Right.
And
yeah.
Desiree did that. And she also said that the picks work just fine, as just as good as regular floss. It's all about your motion.
And my motion is good.
Yeah.
I got the motion.
Left.
Thank you, Desiree. Yeah. I appreciate it. Water pick is king if y'all really trying to get your
floss
game
right.
No,
yeah.
They're so messy. You got to do it in the shower.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
No,
before
I've never used it,
counter?
But they look cool. Odell Beckham got he endorses.
Oh well. My God, look at him, Odell. He's got
I'm gonna floss with a certain thing because Odell Beckham.
Well, no, I've wanted one for a while.
Odell Beckham also Jello wrestles with Drake.
They run like a lot of commercials, at least online. I always see it come up, the Odell Beckham water pick.
All right.
Do we know what to get Dobby for Christmas?
Exactly.
Now
we got to get him his Christmas.
Please.
Somebody just said, "Oh my God, y'all are killing me this morning." Exactly, because it's a stupid conversation that Meredith brought up. Because she's going to get her teeth fixed.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, you can be addicted to going to the doctor. Just saying.
They don't.
Ooh,
give me
I wonder
any
who they're talking to.
They don't give me any medicine or medication. I just like having clean teeth.
Is but it's almost what do they call it? S&M-ish? Like you wait.
The dentist is?
Yeah, it is. I mean, yes, it
the
is.
The pain. Are you talking about
your threshold of pain and people poking you with sharp objects? Like nobody who's normal likes to go to a dentist chair where they're gonna poke and prod you with metal objects and scrape stuff and do all of that.
I get that.
You get off from it, so it's almost S&M-ish. Like with you, like loving the fact that they're gonna go poke your gums and
so,
do all of that.
Because I've been doing this, and I will say it again: try it and let me know which going to the dentist a little extra. I don't have any pain. There's no like poking and prodding where things hurt or bleed anymore because I take such good care of my teeth. It's not like that.
I haven't really had any bad dentist experiences either. I know
well,
for
a, war.
For a lot of people, it's at the
it.
Top of the list.
Ain't nobody supposed to come at your mouth with some serious sharp stuff. Like, I mean, that's terrible.
I'd rather go to the dentist than like give blood any day.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of the 941, it says, wait, spot on. Oh, that's first of all.
What part?
That, you know, yeah.
Which
what
part?
I just said about all that craziness.
Oh.
This person says out of the 941, my parents never took me to the dentist as a kid.
Oh.
I didn't go to the dentist until I was in my 30s for the first time.
Wow.
How was it?
Yeah. How bad were your teeth? Were they okay?
He opened his mouth and he said,
let's all go to court.
Welcome to Total TMI about Orlando and the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Show. Let's play Plead the Fifth.
Plead the Fifth.
Call or text 888-429-0941 with your questions.
Let's go make some law now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Some law now. I say we go to court.
Now, who's taking the stand?
That would be Meredith.
It is I.
She is ready for your questions. If you have something you've always wanted to ask Meredith, we'll try and get the pass used early.
Oh,
all right, let's see here. You got three from the room. You got three from the audience. You get to boomerang one of the ones that you answer just to give everybody the layout of what we do.
Yep.
Meredith, I'm first because we go clockwise.
All right.
Let's see if you tap out on this.
Oh, no.
Because I was thinking about this, and I don't know if this puts you in a bad space, but that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, after knowing you as long as I've known you, there's only really one point of contention from Anthony as involved in like not rules, but there's just something that you that we that Dobby. I don't want that we. I don't think I want that
you
smoke.
Don't
think I think that Dobby has drug you into.
Uh-oh.
And that's the medicinal.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
Because I remember he was the first person to get his card, and then it was kind of like, you know, you were kind of living through him.
Yeah, it's fun to think about.
And Anthony didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I would like to know,
mm-hmm.
Are you still holding up to that deal of not using the medicinal, or are you still sneaking for long periods in the garage?
Well, you just dry snitched on me there for a
second. Well, I mean, listen, you got a new house and a new garage, but I know the old garage smelled funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, every now and then. So there was a leave of absence there for a while, I will say. And as of recently, somebody had shared a little bit of chocolate edibles with me. and I had and have been partaking every now and then. So I'm trying to find something else to take instead of like a ZQL or a Benadryl at night so I could go to sleep at a decent time and then wake up around 4 something to get here on time and feel refreshed. So I'm trying to replace it and try to find something else, whether it's little drops you can put in your mouth. I'm not a big like smoker in general, so but I do like the edibles so far because they make me feel good. So,
okay, does he know?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And that person that gave it to me, by the way, is actually my mom. It wasn't like Dr. My mom's like a big. Her and her husband have their cards, and they dibble and dabble here and there. She has the same issues with sleep and being insomnia and stuff like that as I do. So anyway, she shared, and it's been working so far. I just have to find if I need a little bit of more or mix it with this and that. So
you should probably break him off a piece. Maybe he'll come on in. Take this little
bit. He can't have any. Ever since I've known him, because I tried when we first started, because I used to do that way more back in the day, and he just gets so paranoid, like he can't enjoy it. He's just, his mind isn't right. The other hand, I can relax and enjoy and get giggly or anything like that.
Okay. Yep. All right.
All right, Meredith.
Didn't tap out. Huh?
My question for you is, hypothetically, if you met somebody and they offered you a job opportunity,
okay,
where they would double your salary,
ooh,
of what you're currently making, double your salary.
I'll take it. Oh, I'm sorry, you wouldn't ask me.
But you have a mundane office job, similar schedule. Take the schedule out of it. You have a mundane office job. You have to leave radio, but your salary is doubled. Would you take it? Would you entertain it? How you feel about that?
I guess I would at least entertain it because money talks. And I want to put myself in the right financial area, especially as, you know, getting older with kids and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would definitely consider it. Would I like it?
But would you take it?
I'm leaning more on a no. I don't see myself as an office type of girl, a 9-to-5 or whatever schedule you were suggesting.
Yeah, you can't
now.
Wear them hoochie pants at the office.
I don't even own like any type of office wear. Yeah. So I don't know how that would even work with my schedule.
Except that one dress that she had on. That day.
Oh, yeah. The Lily dress.
Lily Pulitzer.
Yeah, that dress was terrible.
Get it, guys.
Yeah. You can wear that to the office every day.
I'm missing the mark on a lot of stuff. So I would consider it just because of the money and see if that would be beneficial for me and the family. Other than that, I don't think so. I'm not into it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Buck, you next up. What's up? What you got?
All right, Meredith. Mm-hmm. So the more and more I get to know you, I just have this feeling that you are kind of a freak at home. Like the way you've been dressing lately. You've been hanging out with Babs.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Just hold on. So hypothetically, let's just say you and your husband are feeling a little freaky one night.
Yeah.
And your husband wants to let either me, Davi, or Orlando watch you guys have some fun time in the bedroom. Who are you going to pick?
Oh, man.
What? To watch?
Yeah, we get to watch.
Don't pick me.
No, we're in the corner. We get to watch, and Meredith and her husband, and Meredith has to pick one of us.
There's a term for that, I think. My husband is watching me hook up with somebody else? He wants to be watched
on. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hooking up with somebody?
No, you and your husband are having time, and one of us three is in the corner.
It's the audience member.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to watch that. So we're watching them just do what they normally do.
Yeah, we're watching.
And you don't partake at all?
No, we're watching.
All right.
We may have a camera, but yeah, we're watching.
You know, Buck's always going to bring a camera with him.
I don't like it.
I would say since Orlando feels very uncomfortable with the said situation, I would say it's definitely between Davi and Buck. Let me see here.
Davi smiled.
I'm leaning more towards Davi would enjoy said interaction.
I'd watch. I know you against it. I'd watch. I wouldn't tell nobody. But
you better be careful for that creep up threesome.
Tag me in.
Davi's watching, but he's getting really close.
Yeah, real close.
He's like, hey, can you back up a little bit, bro? I mean, I don't like you being here. All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Meredith is under the microscope for Plead the Fifth. She's answered 3 so far. She's answered that she still goes into that weird green place that her husband does not want her to go with edible chocolates.
I'm trying to be better.
Also, Davi asked her if she would double up the salary to go to the corporate side. She leaned towards no, but she says the money will be entertained because what did you say? You bought your bag.
That's right.
And my guy, Buck, made it weird.
Yeah, you did.
And asked if they were going to put on a show, who in the room could watch? And Dobby volunteered.
Yeah, I'm with it.
He was pretty much down from the big grin.
Yeah.
All right, so she's answered three, still has a pass, and we have text coming in, 888-429-0941 out of the 727. Meredith, it reads, tell us about a time that you could not let a person go in your past. Has there been a person that it ended and you were like, no?
Yeah, there's been, I would say, two ex-boyfriends where I had a hard time kind of letting go because I thought they were the love of my life and blah, blah, blah. But my one ex, who's a pharmacist, he moved down to, we'll say, South Florida. And so we had, you know, been doing the back and forth thing, breaking up, getting back together. And then one last ditch effort was when I drove down there to kind of surprise him, to tell him, like, listen, I really care about you. I love you. I really want to make this work. And that did not work out well because he did not want me to show up at his house.
He didn't want you to show up at his house.
Nah, he didn't like that. And I was like, well, I guess this is it. Like, at least I tried my best. I went there to, you know, profess my love.
Stalker.
I wasn't a stalker. I knew where he lived. I was just saying, like, it was just a... And then, you know, I finally closed that chapter because of it. But, yeah, I had a hard time letting go of said person.
That was a rough
person.
Ride back home.
It was bad.
Did you fly or drive?
Oh, I drove.
That was a long drive.
It was a long,
back.
Quiet ride home.
Yeah, you just sitting there like, I will never do this again.
Yeah, I put myself out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We got a text from Spence. And this actually dates back to a conversation we had, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. He wants to know what's in your nightstand drawer.
Oh, Spence. Oh, no, this is not.
He remembered that one.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so I have like passports in there. Not just of me, it's like the, you know, Anthony's too. I have
in the nightstand drawer?
That's weird.
Okay.
Some fuzzy handcuffs.
Okay. Now we're getting good.
What else I have there? Oh, I have I don't know why I can't let this go, but it's it's for marijuana. Nothing else, but like a little pipe that's in there just in case.
Okay.
Yeah. Old cell phones, like all my old cell phones. I've never erased anything or given them away or anything. I have like a stack of 5 cell phones in there. And then something that I enjoy by myself that is in there. So that's where all my goodies go.
Just not gonna gloss over that. Something I enjoy myself.
It fits in a nightstand?
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not into like the...
Oh, okay.
I don't like that. No. I like, pocket-sized
stuff.
Wait,
I'm so lost. Wait, what? You don't like what?
It makes a vibrating noise.
Right. That's what I thought it was. Right. But you said it wouldn't fit in there?
He wanted to know if it was like a...
Something that needed to go in the closet.
Oh.
Something that rhymes with schmill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you mean like the long...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not into
yeah,
that.
No. You do the...
I'm not, yeah. Just, you know.
Wow.
Keep it pretty and nice.
Rocket or rabbit?
I've had both before, but with the rabbit, I only enjoyed one part of it. So I just like the little tiny... Yeah, I only like that.
A little Kawasaki.
If that said situation's going to happen, I'd rather like a man to be there. So that's just my opinion.
All right, go ahead.
We have one. This one's long, out the 941. It says, Meredith, you have made a name for yourself.
Oh, my God.
Flying on private jets, dating older men, having your bills paid. An absolute bad bee. But you're married now, and with your past being what it was, I thought you would have been the boss, the one running-ish in the relationship. But there's been a couple of incidents that made me question that. For example, you not getting a Christmas present because you got a house. So my question is, who runs ish at home, you or Anthony?
So day-to-day stuff, I would say I do. But when big decisions. No, hold on. When big decisions or like when somebody's had enough, I would say he's the one that puts the hammer down, basically. So he's the end all be all decision maker. But when it comes to day to day stuff, like with the kids and all that, it just, life is easier just for me taking care of stuff like dinners and all those decisions. But if there's like a big decision to be made, whether the kids are sick or whatever, yeah, that's definitely.
So you can't be trusted with the important stuff?
I don't know. It makes it feel better, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with a man being the man.
No, I'm okay with it. I mean, it's nice not to have to deal with everything and all the decision makings and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of 50-50, but the big
man
stuff
in a house.
He does. Yeah. Yeah.
Man in a house.
Okay. Are we done? This is so personal this time.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of deep.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
goodness.
Let's see. You're done. Okay. Do you have anything to boomerang to the room?
Yeah. Let's talk about people watching you guys in the bedroom.
What about it?
Okay.
Like, are we supposed to pick somebody in the room?
You got to pick one of the three of us.
Yeah.
No.
So if you're hooking up with somebody, who in the room would you want to watch the love making begin?
I mean, that's easy. Obviously, you, and we're going to try to convince you to participate. Obviously, right?
I mean, not really.
That's the only right answer.
I mean, but Buck comes with cameras.
He does.
Yeah, like, and I mean, he videotapes us all the time. It makes me look really good.
Yeah, angles.
So I'm thinking, you know, like if I need to get some documentary action, you know, maybe it should be Buck. Because I can't trust Meredith to take a good video.
Can't trust her, no.
No.
Video.
She'd be taking selfies and stuff.
See, for me, I'm going to go a completely different route. I have a Latino wife, and there's only one man in here that is capable of handling a Latina, and that's Dottie.
All right.
Wait. You don't know Spanish.
No,
so
I don't.
What if they start talking back and forth while you in there and you're like, hey, what are you talking about me? Like, that would be kind of weird.
Nah, it's cool because I've seen Dobby's girl and maybe I'll just go hang out with her. You know?
This is getting creepy.
Real creepy.
See what you started?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, please, just go down. Meredith, your plea the fifth is a wrap.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.